الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من لم يشكر الناس لم يشكر الله. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. I want to talk of dua, and then we'll make a little dua also inshallah. But before that, just want to express our appreciation of, first of all, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given us this beautiful deen. Allah gave us our existence. He made us humans. He made us Muslims. He made us believers. He made us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He made us from the Ahli Sunnat wal Jamaat. He made our contact with ulama haq, with the true ulama. There isn't enough shukr that we can make. And really, the shukr is when we really realize, I can't make enough shukr. And Allah Ta'ala's favors, at least 99% of them, or 99.99, we don't even know of those favors of Allah. So we don't even make shukr of them in thoughtfully or any way. And we should make shukr of them, of all your ni'mats which we don't know about. Then the other point, not one, or we don't know what little that we know, that also we know very superficially only. Very little of those ni'mats also which we think we know. We think we know the ni'mat of the eye, but what we know about the eye? The details of our skin. One person, Allah give him shifa, his father has got a cancer in some skin disease here. How many things can happen? So we don't know what Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's ni'mat, what we know also, we really don't know. And then our shukr is also so naqis, so incomplete, very just verbally also. Actually, shukr is by our action. We use that ni'mat and we approve of it. We use it according to our body. But we just fail in everything. So that also is very little. But Allah Ta'ala loves that also. When we realize I can't make shukr, that is, you have made shukr. And when we feel that I have been thankful, then you haven't been thankful. We can't make enough shukr. And then again, Allah is so kind. وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَشَكَرْتُمْ لَشَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. You make shukr, I will increase you. How kind is not Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? Which was our faraz, moral faraz, deeni faraz. Every way we must make shukr. If a person doesn't make shukr, what is in that person? And we just did our duty. And Allah Ta'ala says, I will give you more on that also. So Allah give us tawfiq. So first we are making shukr to Allah Ta'ala for all His limitless bounties. And here in this context of ours, He gave us this glorious, glorious month of Ramadan. As we tried to explain what we understood, little bit we tried and explained, we couldn't even explain it properly, that what a month Allah Ta'ala gave us. And in this month, the Qur'an Sharif, and He gave us the Qur'an Sharif. There are so many people who haven't got a copy of the Qur'an Sharif. And millions of Muslims who can't read the Qur'an Sharif. Yeah, we got it, we can read it also. Really, how much did we appreciate the Qur'an Sharif? So that ni'mat of Allah, He gave us a great, great ni'mat of fasting, which is a great ni'mat of Allah. And a great favor He made it for us upon us. At least little whatever consciousness we got, we say it's for us, I have to keep roza. Otherwise there are those people who are Muslims who don't keep roza also, and more Allah save us, who make a joke out of roza and talk bad things about it. But we kept also, Allah shukr, He made it faraz on us. And roza, fasting, what a great ibadat, how Allah loves it. Then He gave us in this month du'as to make. And He made the farishtas to say ameen on our du'as. He's got a caller to call out, what do you want at night? Ask me, I will give you. Which ni'mat of Allah wasn't given to us? But now when we are towards the end now of Ramadan, we think, oh, what did I appreciate? Still our sleep was so dear to us, our food was so dear to us, our talking, and as far as talking, mashallah, so encouraging. One of our mu'attakifs, a young person, he has written down for the whole month what he has spoke. In other words, he didn't speak. Just like this time, just about so much he has written. So how much did he speak? So alhamdulillah. Then there are the brothers who read Quran. We try and make a tarteeb for 24 hours, odd times also. How many brothers sacrifice? And brothers who are reading Quran Sharif here, yeah, Allah give us all tawfiq, making more than one khatam every day. So where they have reached, mashallah. And the other brothers also, when they du'as and we don't know what good intentions and everything, Allah accept from every person. And Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on everything. How we make amal, then Allah opens further doors for us. And what capacity Allah has given us, and one thing which we are all guilty, and when I speak, I really speak on my own behalf. We are himmat chor. Hazrat, Allah Ta'ala has given us himmat to do things, but we don't use that himmat. And there is no other treatment for that, laziness. That's not taking things to just taking it casually, not worried. And many things, like when to get up, just now. Before we know, half an hour is gone. Before we know how our time is gone in this. So this laziness, that himmat we don't make. Allah has given it to us. Everyone has got it. But if we don't use it, then there is no solution to it, but that we must use it. There is no wazifa to read, nothing else. Allah has given it to us, we must use it. If we use it, a person will progress. I'm addressing myself, we'll progress tremendously. And if we don't use it, we'll just be stuck, bogged down. And you go backwards then. Allah Ta'ala, save us. So Allah Ta'ala accept inshallah. We can't make enough shukr. Then from Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the Sahaba, Tabi'in, Ulama, till today what our deen has reached us. And this blessed month of Ramadan, which we, alhamdulillah, had opportunity to spend with Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, and we are totally indebted to them. And our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Abd Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahullah, who have taught us all, and we try and impart what we have learned. So this whole system Allah Ta'ala has given us, and our program is quite a bit, not 100%, far from 100%. We keep it on Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh, how Hazrat Khanqa used to run. And this way it appears the Khanqas of before also used to run like this. So that example we have seen, and we try to make it alive again. And then we are very, very thankful to all the brothers who have come. Those brothers who came for 40 days. Who were those brothers who are still here, if they are? If you pick up your hands, who were here for 40 days? Suleiman, Ilyas, Yunus, who else? Yusuf. Muhammad Nurgat is gone. And then brothers who came for 30 days, who are they? MashaAllah. And so sincere, some brothers, just yesterday or this morning, met one brother. He's here from beginning Ramadan. He's so quiet and on his own. We hardly really noticed that he was here. And then many other brothers came for 20 days, 10 days, the last ashara. Plenty have come, mashallah. And you people came here and you make the environment. If you are not here, nothing can happen. So Allah reward everyone, and you gave us an opportunity to be in your khidmat, in your service, which, at least for myself, I say, I feel totally. Our other satis, mashallah, they have done, but never can it be done as it's supposed to be done. So we ask maaf also from everyone for any difficulty anyone experienced in any way, and for our negligence that we did not fulfill your rights. You have given your full time, 10 full days, 40 full days. Brothers have given, we should be giving, so to say, more than that time to be of service to you. But unfortunately, due to our sheer negligence, weakness, we cannot fulfill it. May Allah reward everyone and forgive us, forgive everyone. Whatever any person has found any problem, difficulty, please forgive us. Any facility which is not adequate, please forgive us also. Then we are very, very thankful and appreciate and make dua, a real big jazakumullah khairah to everyone, that for the iftari team, the sehri team, the team for the snacks, Muhammad Firoz and his whole team, who are they particularly? Nazim Shuaib, whoever, all of them who are there, and the brothers who helped also and made khidmat, Allah reward all of them, and what sacrifices they make. Their sehri, what their family, they put that at the back, they come and see to us here. The iftari, they are here to see to us, they put their things at the back. May Allah Ta'ala reward them all. Then all our imams of our faraz namazes, our taraweeh imams, Allah reward them also tremendously. They gave us opportunity to listen to whole of Quran Sharif. And usually in the taraweeh, the Quran Sharif that is recited, we say, we can call it a perfect Quran Sharif. Any mistakes are corrected immediately, otherwise the next day, sometimes a few days back. So we get the opportunity. And there are so many huffaz, they pick it up, and so we come to quite a level of listening at least to a perfect Quran Sharif. Our own reading, we make mistakes, we're not aware also, and there's no one to correct us also, we just carry on reading in our way. But at least this, Allah give us tawfiq also for the future, that taraweeh also, what a real aspiration we listen. Not just like a burden now, 20 rakats, 30 days I'd like to listen to Quran, but you have to listen to Allah's kalam in namaz, in i'tikaf, in the masjid, in Ramzan. Which ni'mat is not there? What ni'mat, and I've got this opportunity. So we do it also with that feeling, inshallah. Not like a burden. Allah remove that from us and from the ummah. Otherwise on our head it's just like a burden, Ramzan. And taraweeh also, that we start as early as possible, as fast as possible, finish it as quick, it's off our head. By our actions we show it like that. Actually we should do it, that we do it nicely, properly, and we take our time and we cherish and do it. Not just we want to, like it's a big burden, we just want to get it off. Allah give us tawfiq, and Allah give ulama also tawfiq to speak on this well before Ramadan. So that everyone's mind can be made. The public also, they put pressure on the mutawallis. Mutawallis put pressure on the committees. They put pressure on the imams. And then we land up with a really spoiled thing. So if we can, everyone's mind gets made up that taraweeh is once a year. And what a beautiful occasion we have got to be sajda by Allah, and to be reading our tasbihah, du'as, etc. The tarweeha also we can do it. Actually it is, how long it takes, 4 rakats, so long you must sit and rest. Not rest, it's called a resting time, but du'a, zikr, etc. Somebody make taraweeh like that, nobody will come there. So at least some little bit, some semblance of something that we can see, that we like taraweeh. Not just that we want to get rid of it, in Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Then of course, all who made the intizam here, Allah Ta'ala for the programs and all that, Maulana Musa Kaji and his team, Allah reward them tremendously. And for the people from airport, etc., all other things, Maulana Mansoor is always there, seeing to everything. Allah reward everyone for all their contribution. And those who conducted the programs also, Allah reward them also tremendously. And the authors of the kitabs also which we are reading, we don't perhaps think of it. In fact, we were taught that whenever you don't understand the kitab, when we are studying, then make isale sawab for the author of the kitab. By the barakat of that, Allah will open it up and you'll understand it. So all who have written these kitabs, different kitabs, Allah reward them tremendously. We must make dua for them. We will get more benefit. Always it is a silsila. Also, if we can, Allah give us tawfiq, though our Shaykh didn't really stress it on us, that when we make zikr also, read 3 times, qulu Allah, durood, pass it to all our mashayikh. Then that zikr will have much more effect. So the kitabs also that we have listened to and all that, and our asatidh, our mashayikh who have made this through their sacrifices, today we have this opportunity. So may Allah tabaraka ta'ala accept from everyone and reward jazakumullah khaira to everyone. Then as far as dua is concerned, it's a time for dua also. The time between Asr and Maghrib is a time for duas. Duas are readily accepted. Any other? Our laundry team, Haji Farooq Rabat and all of them, all that also, mashallah, the laundry gets done, it comes here, the cooking, the food, and this is also not now, but how long ago? Making arrangement of the zamzam, of the khajurs, of all the things that are going to be needed, all the groceries, what efforts. And very important also, those who contributed. Lot of people, they don't come, they cannot come, whatever, but they contribute, mashallah. So Allah make dua. We just sit down under the dasturkhan, we get ready everything. But who and who have sacrificed and what contributions they have made. So Allah Ta'ala reward all of them also, inshallah. The ladies also, all their contributions, savories and things, desserts and that, whatever, Allah reward them also. Otherwise, everyone wants to do their own thing, their own ibadah they want to do. And now, mashallah, ladies are feeling, now the time has come, they're feeling it hard in a sense to make eat preparations. They say, now we're reading, there is a main time. Al-ibratu bil-khawati. The main result is the end of it. How the end of a thing comes, that is how the real result is. And for our life also, how our ruh will go at that time, that Allah make fazl on us, make karam upon us, the whole ummah. So this also, now this few minutes that are left, if today is the end of Ramadan, let us not also waste this time. Let us look after it and let it flow, even if it's Eid's night. Eid's night is also a great night, very great night, night of prize giving. Even prize giving mustn't happen. Yeah, in the Jalsa we have a student, he's getting a reward for best attendance, but he's not present to collect his reward. He's not present for that also. So it must have happened with us also, that Allah is giving now all presents. What presents? And we're not present to collect it. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So dua is a great, great weapon. As one good friend of us told us, dua is that weapon that it can't be detected by any electronic gadget or anything. You need something, people ask. You take this, perhaps you get to pick up a problem at the customs, at the different places. But dua, no problem. And dua is really from the heart. Even if your lips don't move, even if your face don't show an expression, but it is from the heart. And Allah knows fully well. Allah is that being that when you make contact with Allah, Allah is there for you immediately. And as soon as you make contact, Allah is there. And Allah listens to you. He listens to a deaf and dumb person also. A person who can't speak, Allah is listening to him. From his heart, Allah is listening. And when Allah speaks to him, even if he's a deaf person, he'll hear Allah is speaking to me. So great is our Allah. So dua is a great thing. And perhaps also the same principle, law applies. What is the most necessary for us, we are the most negligent of it. Dua is a thing, like for example, any emergency we have, or even not just the emergency, a necessity. Seldom our mind goes to dua. Our mind just goes to asbab. And really if we think, even if like dini, religious, conscious people are making some mashura about something, then like insha'Allah is a very big dua. For which Allah Ta'ala had Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he was stopped for so long, that he did not say insha'Allah. So how important that Allah wants, but we seldom hear insha'Allah. We seldom will hear anything happens, make dua, or put one person to go and make dua. Or somebody engage in zikr, tawajjuh towards Allah Ta'ala. Our mind just goes to asbab. There's an emergency in the house, somebody got sick. Now doctor, ambulance, all those things, hospital, doctor. But nobody will say make dua. That seldom we hear. That tell somebody, you just go and sit there and make dua. You don't need everyone to attend to the patient. They're more in the way there. But just tell one person to go and make dua. But we don't do that. Any other thing also we want to do, we mostly think of the asbab, the means. But we don't think of the real musabbibul asbab, the one who makes the asbab also, and Allah is not in need of the asbab also. But we don't turn to Him, Allah give me, give us all tawfiq to always first. And if there is no one else, we do what we have to do. But our heart focus must be by Allah. That Ya Allah, You make it easy. Rushing to a hospital is not the solution. We know what is the conditions, even in private clinics. That's not the solution. Solution is only with Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make dua, to turn to Allah Ta'ala for every need. So much so it comes in the riwayat, your shoelace breaks, ask Allah Ta'ala. Any need you got, smallest need, you must ask Allah Ta'ala. Now I ask myself, all of us, if we have any small need, do we ask Allah Ta'ala? Anything that we have to first ask Allah Ta'ala. One uncle of mine, marhum, he has passed away, very pious person. Old person, then he should, when he has to go to a hospital, a government hospital, he should make dua, especially at night, tahajjud time. Ya Allah, I have to take a left. As I go out, send my left to me. And then make it a left that they take me exactly where I want to go. The doctor, Ya Allah, let him diagnose me, what is my problem. Sometimes the diagnosis is wrong. So then everything else is going. Now you went with one sickness, you come with 10 sicknesses. Oh Allah, let him prescribe the right medicine in the right amounts. In detail all this. Ya Allah, let that medicine have the correct effect on me. Give me shifa. So like that if we make, and he says, Abad, it happens like that. The old man and my aunties too were living in the house. We have to prune the tree, clean the garden. He say, Ya Allah, today he fixed the time. 7 o'clock, send a worker who will come and ask me for work. And oh Allah, let the wage I give him, let him be happy with that wage. And it should work out like that. But we don't make dua. Everything we feel, we will do it. I need a worker, I need a left, I need this or that. And Ghulam Hussain will do it for me. I'll phone him. I'll ask him to do this. Allah is there, but our attention don't go there. Allah give us tawfiq, more points. So dua is a very, very important thing. For dua, there are certain light conditions which we must fulfill. Otherwise, dua readily Allah Ta'ala accepts. One thing is, from an unmindful heart, mind, that you are just like in a merry tune, you are just singing away and you are making some duas, moving your hands also, you're just moving like this, and you're seeing somebody, wink eyes with somebody, that kind of dua, unmindful. No, Allah. There are those moments which ever dua comes out, Allah accepts it. But we should, with that heart at least, we can't cry. If we can't cry, at least make a crying face. At least in the heart cry. We have that, Ya Allah, please, You only can do it. And say this, even if it's not reality, I know that my yaqeen is still not there. My iman is not of that level. But say it, by that word it will come, the reality will come. And beg of Allah Ta'ala. So one is, we must not be unmindful, be conscious. The other is that we must see that our food is halal, what we eat. It comes in the riwayat, a person is greatly distressed. He's a musafir. Musafir's duas are accepted. And his hands are outstretched and he's crying to Allah Ta'ala. But how can his dua? His clothing is haram. His food is haram. Then how can his dua? So we have to see to that. And we have to try and to best of our ability, and every precaution we can take, we have to take that. And it's every individual's responsibility. Whatever is in the shopping or in the shopping areas, shops that on the aisles, and what we pick up and put in our trolley, whoever is slaughtering the chicken and the mutton and that is their work. It's our duty to see that we must take our precaution. So we try and take our precaution as well, and muftis are there, and it's never impossible to practice on the commands of Allah and on the deen of Islam. They are all the commands. In there, one point that comes to mind, when there are doubts about anything, like for example, some chicken, you have some doubt. But you, in your heart, you feel this is correct. And these people are genuine. It's halal for you. But still the effect, if it is not correct, though it is halal, and you won't get guna for consuming it. But if it is a wrong thing, like if you took poison and you drank it, thinking it's medicine, and you won't get guna for committing suicide because you did it in mistake. But you're going to die. You took the poison, the effect is going to come. So we have to try to be careful. So our dua is also very important. And we should think in the Haramain Sharifain, millions of people. And what duas are made. And people are crying. But Ummah's condition, what's happening? Why is this happening? So we have to think of these things. Many people have got various theories about all things what are happening. So Allah Ta'ala protect us. So we have to see that our food also is halal, pure, and our clothing also is halal, pure, and the dua must come from the heart. If we do this, duas are readily accepted by Allah Ta'ala. There is no, Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ your nourisher, sustainer says, ud'uni. You make dua. And immediately on that, Allah says, astajib lakum. I will answer your duas. You just guaranteed I'm going to answer. You make your dua. So dua, so especially now at this time here, duas are very. And Allah Ta'ala says those who don't make dua, who Allah calls them the proud people. They don't want to ask me. So where, in which category we fall? How much now Ramzan little bit we make dua. But on a daily basis, how much do we put for dua? We go to our shops, we make dua, Ya Allah, give me today jaiz, halal rozi. Give me barkat rozi. Give me rozi today. We don't make dua, we make our effort. We go there, we open the shop. Perhaps some of us read some bismillah, some dua we have to read. More we will make dua for protection. That there mustn't be a burglary or anything like that. But that I must get my rozi. And when we make dua, Allah makes that rozi easy. You hardly really work. And Allah sends the rozi. And Allah sends good rozi for you. When we go shopping, Ya Allah, I must only buy what is halal. Save me from what is haram or doubtful. We don't make dua. So all these things, dua is a very important. And another thing, when dua is accepted, make shukr to Allah. That's another thing. For many things, we make, when the last resort, we go to dua. Allah grants our dua. Then we don't make shukr to Allah. We ask so many people to make dua. We don't tell them jazakallah also. So dua, we must learn to appreciate also. So, and dua then, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala readily accepts duas. And duas are very valuable. What we can't do with our effort for years, duas do it in a few moments. And lot of incidents how duas are accepted. Duas of our parents, we must be mistake their duas. And at that point, we must be very careful that we don't take the bad duas of our parents. Don't make them unhappy. Parents, especially those who have some deeni knowledge, they will never make bad dua. No matter how the children will treat them, they will just give them duas all the time. Otherwise, the dua, bad duas of the parents are very, very serious. We have to be very careful with that. Then, with regard to the righteous people, the ulama, never take their bad duas also. And today, that also, the way we speak, not only behind their backs, which is in a sense even worse, and many times on their face also, what people are speaking today, how the ulama, pious people. People who, just won't go in the details, but at one time, who Allah Ta'ala sees to the control of the world. The one person was in Delhi, was the person who was selling melons. Now you'll never think that person, what is this darja by Allah Ta'ala. The next time he went, it was a person who was giving water free to the people to drink. How is he dressing? How does he look? But Allah has put him in that position. So Allah's system, taqweeni, which we don't understand also, it's a different system of Allah Ta'ala. But Allah, who he's using, so we must be careful, pious people, awliya, friends of Allah. And as I explained the other day, it's not only who we think that who look like pious people, but there are many people who are like ordinary professionals, people, business people, all this type of people, simple people working on sweeping, etc. But what their darja is by Allah, nobody knows. So we must be very careful. Don't take the bad-dua of it. Animals, our children also, you must see them, they like to chase cats, etc. Playing a little bit, perhaps, I don't know what's the limit. But causing harm to animals also, especially dogs, kicking a cat this side, kicking a dog that side. We must never do those things. They are very, very dangerous. There are many instances where Allah gave those animals a tongue to speak. And what they spoke, what man can't ever imagine, Allah put in there. And they got the ability. So even the ants also. Anything, we should be very careful. Don't just unnecessarily kill. The muftis are there to tell us that how we should do and what we should do. But don't make zulm on anything. Whether it's a bird, whether it's a cat, whether it's a dog, anything. We must not treat. Don't take the baddua of anything whatsoever. We have to be very careful how these badduas hit us. We don't know. And Allah is very, very just and fair. The same Allah is of ours, and the same Allah is of the animals also. Everyone's Allah is one Allah, and Allah has got His system, and we can't question Allah Ta'ala. And to have the full knowledge of Allah's system also is beyond us. Allah is Allah, and He does as He pleases. The wise thing of a banda is to submit totally. So when du'as are accepted, Allah makes all the asbab and makes everything. Without asbab, Allah does. With asbab, Allah does. Opposite to asbab, Allah Ta'ala does. Allah does. Just one little incident I'll mention, then we'll make du'a. One person, they wanted their iqama in Saudi or something. So for the lady also, her some papers. This was not iqama, it was something else. And she had to get her passport papers. And she was adamant, I'm not having my photo taken. And a revert. Husband was a born Muslim. He said, no, it's a necessity, you have it taken. And they say, it's impossible, we can't issue the document without a photo. She went and she insisted, they refused it. They had to go away. They went away at night, whole night she made dua. She told her husband to make dua, we are half an hour, 15 minutes, some namaz, some dua. He went and sleep. He said, now sleep, you make dua. She said, no, whole night she stayed away. She made dua. In the morning they went there, the queue was there, they called them out, gave them their documents. And endless instances what dua does, we can't imagine. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, not only now we're going to make little dua, after this make our own dua, but make dua, it's the strongest weapon Allah has given us, a greatest gift Allah Ta'ala has given us. Use this. This dua has opened the locks of jails also. The dua has opened the locks of hearts also. Dua has changed. A judge is saying, I want to write the guilty, but I just can't write. I'm just writing not guilty. When he's thinking of all the evidence and he has to make his verdict now, he wants to write guilty, but his pen's going not guilty. Duas work wonders. Miracles duas work. I'm just talking, an empty vessel. But Allah give us this reality. Let us at least speak the right things. Allah in His fazl put it into us also. So let us resort to duas also very, very much. So now inshallah, for about 10 minutes or so, we'll make ijtimai dua. And then after that, we make our own duas also. And everyone has got his needs. So we ask Allah Ta'ala inshallah.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة المتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا. سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقي ورضا نفسي وزنة عرشي ومداد كلماتي. يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا ذا القوة المتين يا رحيم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين يا رحيم المساكين. ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون، وصل على سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكر الغافلون. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم يا واسع الكرم. اللهم إن قلوبنا ونواسينا وجوارحنا بيدك لم تملكنا منا شيئا، فإذا فعلت ذلك بنا فكن أنت ولينا واهدنا إلى سواء السبيل. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا، ربنا ولا تحمل علينا لا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا، ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا لا واعف عنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا واغفر لنا واغفر لنا. أنت مولانا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم اصلح لنا امه سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وارحمنا وارحم امه سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، واغفر لنا واغفر لامه سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وتجاوز عنا وتجاوز عن امه سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ردنا رد المسلمين الى دينهم ردا جميلا. اللهم احي الدين كله في العالم كله الى يوم القيامه، واجعلنا سببا لذلك. الهي يبتكرتك لحظتك مقر من سلوك وقد دعاك، إن دخل لي فأنت أهل النزاك، وإن جنوني فأني أزوف سماك، وإن جنوني فأني أزوف سماك. الله لا تهدنا خائنين ولا تهدنا مكرمين ولا تهدنا محرومين. بل ما يهدنا مغفورين مرهومين مقربين لفضلك وجودك وكرمك بغير استحقاق. يا ذا الجود جود والكرم، يا عمنان يا من منان، يا بديع السماوات والأرض، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم كن لنا ولا تفلت، كن لنا علينا. اللهم كن لنا واجعلنا لك. اللهم كن لنا واجعلنا لك. اللهم اكسب لنا من خشيتك وتهاب بيننا وبين معاصيك، ومن طاعتك ما تفلحنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا، ومتعنا بأسمائنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا وقوتنا ما أحييتنا، واجعل الوارث منا، واجعل طاعنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من اذانا، ولا تجعل المصيبه في ديننا، ولا تجعل مصيبة في ديننا ولا تجعل مصيبة في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكثر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا غاية رغبتنا ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا ولا يخافك فينا ولا يرحمنا اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا وأكرمنا ولا ترهنا وآثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا اللهم احفظنا من كل فتن ما ظهر منها بطن اللهم اغفر المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان وحل المشكلات لجميع المسلمين في كل العالم اللهم اغفر المجاهدين في سبيلك حقا في كل مرة في كل مكان وعارضهم على دينك ودين اللهم نسألك الأمن والأمان واستر خلق الرضا لباب القدر اللهم ثبت الخلافة الحقانية بنية في جميع العالم اللهم خذ الحرمين الشريفين وبيت المقدس وسائر المساجد ومراكز الدينية وسائر أعمال الدين وسائر المسلمين والمسلمات وعد الناس جميعا وفزنا جميعا واغفر لنا وارحمنا إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين اللهم اهد الظالمين اللهم اهد الظالمين إن لم يكن هداية لهم فخذهم أرض عزيز مقتدر فخذهم أرض عزيز مقتدر اللهم إن فلك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك ونعوذك النار اللهم اجعل حبك حب الاغشياء الينا واجعل خشيتك اخاف الشاحنين واقتلنا هذه الدنيا بالشوق الى لقائك واذا اكرمت علينا على الدنيا من دنياهم فيهم فاكرم علينا من غيرك اللهم انك تعلم سرنا وعلانيتنا فاقبل معذرتنا وتعلم حاجاتنا فاتنا سؤلنا وتعلم ما فينا من انفسنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا انك انت الغفور الرحيم اللهم انا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك النار اللهم رب العظماء كما ربنا سهيلا اللهم اشفي مرضانا واغفر موتانا اللهم اغفر المسلمين والمظلومين لكل مكان ربنا اجعلنا مقيمين الصلاة ومن ذريتنا ربنا وتقبل الدعاء ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا لا سيما لشيخنا ولأهليه وارزقوا على جزاك حتى بالجزاء الشريف ولمن لا أكون علينا ولمن أحسن إلينا ولمن أرفعنا بالدعاء واغفر لنا ربنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء من الأموات إنك سميع كريم مجيب الدعوات اللهم توفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندم ولا مفتونين اللهم نسألك من الخير كله لكل عاجل وآجل ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كل عاجل وآجل ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. اللهم اغفر لنا واهد الناس جميعا واغفر للناس جميعا وارحمنا 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 وكن عذابك يا ما كتب في بالك. يا ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. اللهم ان نسالك رضا بالقضاء وبرد الاجتماع الموت ولذة النظر الى وجهك والشوق الى لقائك ونعوذ بك من ضراء مضرة وفتنة مضلة. اللهم زينا بزينة الايمان وجعلنا هداة مهتدين. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا وتب علينا يا مولانا وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. اللهم انا نسالك من خير ما سالك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وانت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة الا بالله العلي العظيم. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم وحده. يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.